Judge Leach?
Well, there are certain types of cases in which, of course, the courts of appeal do have original jurisdiction, and even the Supreme Court has original jurisdiction in a limited type of case.
Now, I would think from the standpoint of the public, they would like to know that the Court of Appeals and Supreme Court do not hear witnesses. They merely hear questions of law, which are argued by attorneys.
For all, to all intents and purposes, the three courts which you have first named here are the courts in which a case would originally be filed.
Yes, and now how many judges are there in your common pleas court, Judge Leach?
There are six judges of the general division, and then there is one judge of the domestic relations division, making seven in all.
Now, Judge Leach, could you explain to us the different types of work which are handled in your court?
Well, it is a court of general jurisdiction, includes, of course, the two major subdivisions, civil cases and criminal cases, if those criminal cases are felony cases.
Could one of us here explain what felony means?
Well, a felony is a crime punishable by imprisonment in the penitentiary, or its equivalent. If it's a woman, of course, it's in the woman's reformatory at Marysville, or it is a crime punishable by death.
Thank you, Judge Leach. And Judge Mathias?
For a hearing, then you mentioned an indictment by the grand jury and then subsequent appearance before the common pleas court. Why so many different appearances, so many different places? Judge Leach, could you give us some light on that?
Well, the grand jury system is an ancient system, and it's for the purpose of a preliminary investigation to determine whether a crime has probably been committed. No person should be required to undergo a criminal charge and be tried unless somebody has inquired into the matter to determine that there is probable guilt.
Thank you very much, Judge Leach.